Barely a wall in Beirut is untouched. From murals to political messages to advertisements, the walls are serving as a place for public dialogue and political debate. Whether it's a message against the Turkish annexation of Western Armenia, or denouncing rape, or protesting the war in Syria, these days it seems everyone has something to say. No to the extension, says this message, referring to the Lebanese parliament's recent decision to extend its term for another 17 months. Below it, a continuation, not even for one day. Graffiti allows people to voice their frustration, says 20-year-old graffiti artist Yazan Halwani. He's having the first ever solo show for a graffiti artist entitled Cumhuriyet el-Mawz, or Banana Republic.
A banana republic is a system where you have a very few people who are governing the country. It's very corrupt, and this is exactly an illustration of Lebanon.
Graffiti artists, both amateur and professional, have written about the war in neighboring Syria. But many messages, both for and against the regime, have been removed or crossed out. Halwani says that inspires graffiti artists to get more creative.
The political views should not be blunt and should not be childish, and especially should not be very aggressive.
Graffiti were not always so nuanced. Public space in Lebanon used to be occupied by inscriptions and stencils related to war and sectarian politics, says Tanya Halu, who has studied Civil War graffiti.
It was a way to impose a geographic territory for each party or each neighborhood or each military faction.
Evidence of those markings remain in Ain Ramani, a low-income Christian neighborhood covered with symbols of a political party called the Lebanese Forces. Residents like Joseph Elias Harab say it makes them feel protected.
The love of the leaders is always in our hearts, but when you see the graffiti of your leader next to you, you feel more comfortable.
Halu says that for the most part, messages have evolved away from religious, military, and ideological topics to become more social and environmental. But whether artistic or militant, as sectarian lines become more strongly etched in the psyches of Lebanese, conversations that cannot be had on the streets are increasingly etched on city walls. Paige Kollek for VOA News, Beirut.